4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872911.
Now, once again, all the talk's about cruising. Is it about to get underway again? You might have seen that huge ship entering the Sydney Harbour the other day. Margie Osmond looked like she was up on the bridge, actually, but it was a big deal. It got a huge welcome. Fundamentally, it was like reintroducing cruising to the coast of Australia again. And once again, to all of those people who just love to go cruising. Now, of course, the discussion then centred on when are we going to get those cruise vessels back into Queensland. Of course, there's big new facility, the terminal in Brisbane. They're making a big deal about that. And when we're going to see them coming into the inlet here in Cairns, because we've got, well, fundamentally a new facility as well, with the dredging having been completed. We've got the cruise liner terminal spruced up, ready to go again. So that's been a very much a question on the minds of not just Elvis Ashwell, but lots of other people as well, particularly those people who rely on those cruise ships coming in for the provisioning, etc. And also people who like to dream about actually boarding a cruise ship out of Cairns and heading up to, you know, around those New Guinea Islands, Solomon Islands, places like that. Now, there's a gentleman called James Coghlan who was on this program not long ago, and he's very much across the cruising industry. He's the Regional Commercial Development Manager for Asia Pacific and Indian Oceans Intercruises. We put a call through to him, I think, about a week or so ago, and he said, I'm flat out, I'm in the middle of a big discussion over here in Miami. In Miami a week ago, but he's back in town, I think. He's on the line. Hello, James.
Hey, how are you?
Where are you?
I'm back in lovely Cairns.
What were you doing in Miami?
So every year there's the world's biggest cruise industry conference called Sea Trade Global. And for obvious reasons, we haven't been over for a few years. But this year it was all guns blazing again.
Isn't it interesting? Some people just live and breathe their cruising, and that picture of that big ship entering Sydney Harbour the other day got everybody going again too. Margie Osmond raved about the importance of it. You know, it's a phoenix rising, the cruising industry, and we're just hoping up here, a lot of people who rely on it coming into our, those big ships coming into our port, wondering what you're going to be able to tell us. When will Queensland be enjoying those visits again, and when will we in Cairns be seeing the first cruise ship coming back into the port? Do you know?
All eyes and all targets are looking at next month.
That's very encouraging.
So June 2022, we should have ships back in our region and coming into the Trinity Inlet. So, really positive. And I think being over in Miami, where I was sitting down with the senior executives of most of the cruise lines that visit Australia and Asia Pacific, it's really positive. It's deployment's looking like they want to come back down here. The international brands have all said their plans are to come end of this year for a full power season. And what's really exciting is the new entrants into the cruise market that are going to be calling Australia home as well. One of those being Sir Richard Branson's Virgin Voyages. So we had a chat to their team, and they're coming and spending a season in Sydney and Brisbane. So that's going to be great for the Great Barrier Reef region.
Where were Branson's Virgin Voyages restricted to before?
Well, they actually built their very first ship, the Scarlet Lady, at the beginning of the pandemic. So they hadn't done much for a long time. But they've been cruising around the UK. And I was lucky enough to see one of their vessels in port in Miami at their purpose-built Virgin cruise terminal while I was there. And It's a pretty classy, sexy vessel.
Mm. Now, James, this is a tricky one. How different will be the cruising experience given that there are all these requirements now as far as controlling outbreaks of COVID or whatever are concerned?
Everything I'm hearing is it's actually not that impactful on the vacation. Most brands now and the industry, the mask wearing has kind of disappeared, and it links into the destination they're coming. So when a ship will come into Queensland, whatever protocols are in place locally, they will adopt those protocols. But in addition to that, they've got the 100% vaccination requirements, pre-testing at the moment to board the vessel. But what's been really good is out of every challenging time, industries learn. And I think the cleanliness and procedures that take place on board, they were already very good, but they've just gone to a new level. And I'm really confident with that.
Now, the dining experience, a whole lot of people just love the dining side of things. Virtually, it's 24 hours a day, as you know, but but the buffet side of things is completely modified or gone altogether?
Yeah, correct. But the buffet experience was changing in the industry even pre-COVID, where the service levels of people being able to sit down or be served their food by attendants that are there or staff that are there, it was already changing in that way as opposed from the typical Sizzler buffet that we all knew in the past.
The Sizzler bus. Was it known as the Sizzler buffet, was it?
That's style. Just what comes to my mind. That's my memory as a child. The all you can eat, you know.
But I remember the kids used to be let free and they'd go in there with the dirty hands and have a taste of this and a taste of that. And I was horrified. But anyway, that's many years ago now. Look, let's go back to what's going to be available out of Cairns. This is a tricky thing. I mean, some people think, oh, every ship comes in, you just go down and board it and go on a cruise. You can't, because sometimes you've got to fly to somewhere else, like, I don't know, Sydney, Brisbane or something like that. But some of the cruise ships actually depart from here and people board from here and they fly into Cairns and go down and board here at our cruise liner terminal. James, have you got any of that information available? How many cruises may be available out of Cairns, for example, heading north to those lovely islands around New Guinea, across to the Solomons or whatever?
I would anticipate there'll be a couple of the smaller ones, like the expedition cruisers, coral expeditions, etc. But the larger vessels, in my personal opinion, we're better off not having them do their turnarounds and embarkation in Cairns, because what that does is it limits the opportunity for all those guests to get out and support our local industry and the local tour companies and Great Barrier Reef and tour guides and shops and restaurants, because they're so busy getting on and off the ship, they don't have so much time to enjoy the destination. So what I see happening is Cairns growing in the deployment of transit calls. I would say Cairns will be the biggest after probably Sydney and Brisbane of transit calls, where guests get on and off and enjoy the local attractions.
Yeah.
And this is really good for, historically, the cruise lines would have maybe 10 tours on their product. So they try to do volume, you know, 500-600 people out to the reef, chartering a couple of pontoons, buses up to Coranda and Skyrail. But what this pandemic has done is it's created an opportunity to offer more products for those suppliers that, or those tour companies that maybe have a rainforest walking tour for 10 people.
Okay.
You know, they would have been ignored probably by the cruise industry because it was all a bit too hard for such little numbers. But I think it opens opportunity for those people that deliver these unique bespoke experiences to get their foot in the door and be part of that official tour program and get more out of it. So I think it's going to do good things to the region.
This is terrific advice, James. This is really worthwhile for people in the industry who are trying to get back on their feet again. There's maybe an opportunity. Maybe people listening to you now saying, that sounds like me, because, you know, I love...
Then please contact us.
Yeah, okay. Well, how do they do that, by the way?
Probably the best bet is to contact us through the Australian Cruise Association. Yeah. You can Google the Australian Cruise Association, of which I'm sit on the board of.
Yeah.
And that association is all about making sure Australia is benefiting from the cruise industry. So it's the port authorities, attractions, and et cetera, et cetera. So the likes of Nautilus Aviation are members of the Australian Cruise Association. So we make sure that they get the information so that they can benefit most out of it. So,
first ship coming back into port again, only a month away approximately. Just before you go, James, I don't know if you can tell us this, maybe the line that it would belong to or even the name of the ship that might be first back into the port next month.
It would be the brand that is currently sitting in Sydney Harbour, because which is Carnival Corporation, the T&O Australia, because at the moment they're the only vessels down here.
Okay.
Not because the other brands don't want to, it's just they're busy in Alaska or Northern Europe at the moment because their season's teeing off now.
Yeah. Not the name of the ship?
I don't, it could be the Pacific Explorer, I believe, but don't quote me on that.
Okay.
this isn't live, is it?
this has been solid gold, this discussion. Thank you, James.
It's a pleasure. And, thank you for everyone for their support in the cruise industry.
James Coghlan there. He's the Regional Commercial Development Manager, Asia Pacific and Indian Oceans Intercruises. 11:24.